When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Radio Sirius XM Channel 80, your podcast, your smart speakers. You can see us on ESPNU. And by the way, when you click on the app, ESPN app's already on your phone. You click on the lower right-hand corner, scroll down to live. It says more, right? Scroll down to live radio. And we're portable. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Why? Because we've given away $75,000 so far.
We have in the last
$75,000.
Seven and a half shows. It's $2,500 per hour in the $10,000 a day giveaway.
Has some winning words already. Arrowhead, first hour. Bench, second hour. What will the world be in the third hour?
So what do you do when you hear the winning word, Jay?
You text it to 777-000. Mm-hmm. Winning word of the hour. Mm-hmm. Win your $2,500.
And we're going to be doing the next winning word. It's every hour, 10 past the hour. We're going to be doing the next winning word in, 8.5 minutes. Is it time to bench Zach Wilson? Let's cut to the chase, guys. That was hot garbage yesterday. But here's the thing. Daniel Jones had a stinker, too. But Daniel Jones, now in a good situation, with no receivers, by the way, has built up equity with the fans. You could have a bad game. It happens, this and that. What has Zach Wilson done to buy equity with Jets fans, right? Is it time to bench him, Key?
I don't necessarily know if it's time to bench him, but it's certainly time to get him to do better. Because anytime you are the quarterback of a team and you have players on your team starting to become frustrated, and they're not frustrated to the point of no return, they're getting frustrated because they see that you're holding the team back because the offensive coaches aren't even allowing you to do your job because they can't trust you or believe in you. You haven't given them that belief. I've been on enough teams that dealt with enough quarterbacks to know that when they don't trust you, they will not do it. I played with Chris Winkie in the Carolina Panthers, and we played against the Atlanta Falcons. We threw the ball three times, man. We ran the football something like 60 times because they did not trust Chris Winkie.
Chris Winkie, one of the many endless parade of star-studded quarterbacks that Key was fortunate enough to play with in the NFL. Zach Wilson completed 9 of 22 passes. That's part of Key's point. Don't drop back so many times. So they dropped him back 22 times, only completed 9. 77 yards, took 4 sacks. The Jets' offense was able to muster a grand total of 6 first downs, and it didn't even feel like that many. And 103 total yards. Listen to, Jay, what do you think about Zach Wilson right now? Are you, this is the second overall pick in the draft.
Jay hates him.
No, I don't. Next week's going to tell you what time it is. It's going to be decision time because you're playing against the Chicago Bears. And Justin Fields is coming in town.
And you took Zach Wilson instead of Justin Fields.
And you're
going to
be looking at Justin Fields, and you're going to see the difference between a quarterback that players want to get behind and play for, and the way he leads compared to Zach Wilson. And I think it's the Jets are in this sweet spot, Max, where it's how do we continue to develop our quarterback in parallel paths to we still have a chance to make a deep playoff push here. And I think next week will be the defining moment where either you'll say we can do that with Zach Wilson or we're going to need to do it with a guy like Joe Flacco or Mike White.
Do you want Zach Wilson as your quarterback, Jay?
Me, no.
You don't like him?
Not from what I've seen. Not just
what is it that you don't like about him, Jay?
What'd you say?
What is it that you don't like about him?
The way he handled yesterday at the podium rubbed me the wrong way. It was the way he rubbed me the wrong way. I want somebody, and Rex Ryan said it perfectly. He said, when we lose, it's on me. It's myself, my fault. When you win, it's we. And I don't feel like there's still a lot of room for him to grow, but some players get that. I'm not sure if Zach Wilson's ever gotten that.
So Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider on primetime, said the following.
The New York Jets have to bench Zach Wilson. They don't have a choice in the matter, and here's why.
They have a really good defense. They have a team that has a meaningful chance to make the playoffs. For all the Jet fans out there, they have something to root for, but Zach Wilson is not good enough. He just isn't. I mean, he couldn't complete a pass behind the line of scrimmage. When you have 2 yards of offense in the second half, I don't know how you could go to the stadium next week, guys, against the Chicago Bears and have Zach Wilson as your quarterback.
Key, is it time to bench him?
No, it's not. It's not time to bench him because it wasn't time to bench him against the Buffalo Bills. You didn't bench him then. So why are you going to bench him now?
Jay, is it time to bench Zach Wilson?
No, but the time is coming. I think after next week, we'll see. I think next week is a litmus test, Key.
I don't think you bitch him at all this year.
Oh, Key.
You ride it out, and you continue to let him develop and get better, and you try to help him get better, and then you go in the next season with a plan. And you got a lot to think about between the end of the season and the start of next season on what you want to do at the quarterback spot. But benching him right now, all you're going to do is ruin whatever little bit of confidence he may have. If you bench him, what are you saying? You're just done with him? His career's over with? Guys that are drafted in the first or the second round at this high at the quarterback spot, you don't bench them in the middle of a playoff run. It just doesn't happen. We're not talking about a second round, a third round pick. We're not talking about picking a guy up off the street. This isn't Tyler Heinicke. This is not one of those situations. Taylor Heinicke. It's not one of those situations.
Key, if they do not play well, if he does not play well, against Chicago and Justin Fields, you're going to have to bench him, man.
I kind of agree with Key because you have to find – here's the thing about Zach Wilson. Okay. The early returns do not look good. It's not just that he's been bad. It's that he hasn't been good enough in different times to make you think there's something there. Like Daniel Jones – in his first preseason game, he got the nickname Danny Dimes because you saw, oh, wait a minute, he's got some talent. Zach Wilson has not flashed that consistently enough, so we see the bad stuff. But what I will say is this. You're going to have to find out definitively about him. You got to do that this year. They're ahead of schedule. Do it this year.
I don't know off the top of my head, but has Daniel Jones ever been benched?
No.
So there you go. But you just don't. As bad as they were playing early on in his career, they didn't
bench him.
It's not the same, though, guys. You guys are also diminishing the effect that this has had on the locker room and whether players actually believe in him or not.
Yeah, wait, Key, that's the point you made.
You talked about wide receiver language. I speak.
I know receiver.
You do. We got people that are literally liking tweets about. Like, there's a lot more signs here.
Wait, hold on a second. Key, hold on 1 second. When you say people liking tweets, can you be explicit?
Yeah, we're just talking about. I mean, John Franklin Myers liking tweets about people just kind of
on the defense.
On the defense, going at Zach Wilson
on the Jets defense.
I get that. He's liking negative tweets about Zach Wilson. So what has to happen then is they got to move on from him. Is what you're saying then, Jay? Because if you bench him, you are caving in to the people in the locker room. And in the front office cannot do that unless they're ready to move on from him.
But Key, so what we're quibbling about is the timing of, in other words, it doesn't look good. You're saying, and I agree with you, give him the rest of the year. But Jay is bringing up the point that you brought up earlier. He's highlighting that point where you speak receiver, and when talented players, because Zach Wilson's surrounded by talent, start to side-eye the quarterback, what does that mean?
This ain't his fourth year. This is his second year. If this was his fourth year, then you go, you know what?
Key.
Get rid of this dude.
Key.
But you can't do it in his second year because he's the number two pick in the draft. They're not going to do it.
Key, in 2 years, do you have an answer on him?
In 2 years, no, because he hasn't played two full seasons.
So in 2 years, the upside, do you think it's worth the gamble on Zach Wilson?
For the rest of this year?
No,
I got to get to the end of the year.
I'm asking, why do you need to the end of the year to see what your mind is already telling you what time it is, Key?
Because I don't want to fracture.
It's
the
already
young man.
Fractured.
No.
Are you 100% sure, Jay?
It feels like
because I felt
is,
that way about
around.
Daniel Jones, and now I'm changing my mind.
Jay, you cannot
that was
fracture this.
That was a different situation. That was coaching staff.
No, that may have been. We didn't know at the time. You didn't know at the time. You didn't have no idea.
Saquon Barkley not being back.
No, no, it was. But the point is, we didn't have enough info, but it didn't look good. Same thing with Zach Wilson. The book is short on him, but so far it's a bad book, right?
But you can't fracture. Well, the book is short on him, but the coaching staff clearly is a better coaching staff than what the Giants have because the defense
and so is the talent on offense.
Are playing well. But what you cannot do is you cannot fracture this young man right now. You got to wait to the end of the season, take the emotions out of it, look at it and say, okay, What's our next move? Because I took him number two overall. I, as a president, general manager of a team, I've got to answer to the owner. Joe Douglas got to answer to the owner. You know, he can't have people saying, okay, I just cut bait on the guy that I passed for. I mean, I went and got, instead of making a move to go get Justin Fields, or making a move to go get Trevor Lawrence, or saying, you know what, I don't care, I'm taking Mac Jones. He took this dude. So he's got to wait for Zach Wilson to completely show us that he's not capable, because a week ago, he was capable of beating the Buffalo Bills.
All right, so really it comes down to Justin Fields, because that's really who that's the guy who fell. Could have had Justin Fields, have Zach Wilson instead. Yeah, could have had Trey Lance and Mac Jones. People don't care so much. Justin Fields could have had him, and he was always with Trevor Lawrence, 1A, 1B. They took Zach Wilson instead. Okay, so, Key, you mentioned it earlier in the show. Defense is ready now, but defenses have a short shelf life, so even if you give them the rest of this year, Joe Douglas is going to have to make a decision soon, or you waste that talent on defense. The word, the winning word of the hour, the KJM 10K a day giveaway. We give away $2,500 every hour. When you hear the winning word, you text it to 777-000. It is that time.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
Jay brought it up in the show earlier today. Zach Wilson was asked point blank, did you let the defense down? And what'd he say, Jay?
He said no.
And so what did he not take right in that moment?
Accountability.
Accountability is the winning word of the hour. A-C-C-O-U-N-T-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y. Accountability. Text it to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500. We're doing it every weekday from now until the end of the show on December 7th, every single hour. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Now, heading into the weekend, guys, I was very nervous about that Detroit game. In fact, I backed the Giants. I even said it on this show. Okay, I'm going to take the Giants. But I thought this was maybe a loss for them. The Seattle game, it was obvious. They were going to lose that game. They were winning a lot of close games. They had to travel all over the place. Seattle's good, too, but they have more talented receivers. The Giants are on. I was like, okay, that's a schedule loss. The Seattle might be better anyway, but that's a schedule loss. I ain't going to win that game. This was a trap game for me. This is, you look at the Giants, is that a 12-5 team? Nah, it's not a 12-win team. You're going to have to find some losses, at least one to a team you're supposed to beat. Detroit's not very good. The Giants are at home. They're feeling, I don't know about this. Detroit scores a lot of points. They're not going to lose every game close, just like the Giants are going to win every game close. Still, that was a sloppy loss. Daniel Jones had gone 153 pass attempts and 6-plus games without an INT. He threw two. The Giants beat up defense. They lost a lot of Dory Jacks. That's a terrible loss. But couldn't keep Jamal Williams and his three rushing TDs out of the end zone. Here is the head coach of the New York Football Giants, Brian Daboll, at the postgame presser.
I'd say nothing looked good enough today. Oh, you know, when you lose, you know, it doesn't matter about yards, stats, any of that stuff. You know, when you, the only thing that matters is executing the way we need to execute. And just wasn't good enough today.
Key, it was not good enough yesterday, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't. They didn't play good football. Defense didn't play well. Jared Goff and company certainly got a hold of them with Amon-Ra St. Brown. You mentioned Williams, the running back. So it's just one of those losses that the Giants can kind of rub off, get back to the drawing board, try to get healthy as possible. But I think they are a playoff team. I think they've already got 7 wins in the back pocket. They got 7 games down the stretch. If they can get 3 of the next 7, that mathematically, I believe they'll be in the playoffs. They were never going to win a division. They were always going to be a 6-7 seed. It's a win-win with growth.
Yeah, I mean, Wandell and also Adoree, those are on the offense and defense. Those are two players I was relying on as a Giants fan more and more as the season wore on. Those are devastating losses if they're out for time.
Agreed. This one, my expectations have always been just like even kill with the Giants. We're a two-headed monster team, right? Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones. So what do you go into this weekend thinking? Okay, Detroit, scrappy team, but they rank 31st in the NFL in run defense. Saquon was limited to 15 carries and 22 yards. There goes one of your superpowers away. Then that puts more pressure on Daniel Jones to try to do it all, which it's a tough situation. So I really do think, though, the loss of this game makes it very challenging for them to capture a wild card spot.
How much trouble are the Giants in heading into Dallas, Jay?
I think I missed a short week, man. You saw the way Dallas just played. I think it makes it very difficult. And it's four divisional games coming up.
Sal Pal, ESPN NFL reporter with us now. Sal, on the other hand, NFC East games, you're going to win some of those you're supposed to lose. You're going to lose some of those you're supposed to win. How big trouble, how much trouble are the Giants in these next four games with these divisional rivalries coming up?
Well, they got to go back to the formula that got them to this spot, and that is, as Jay Will was just talking about, they got to rely more on Saquon Barkley. I mean, you can't give up after 15 carries. You got to keep feeding him the ball. You can't have Daniel Jones throw the ball 44 times and you have only 26 rushes. That's a recipe for a loss. I don't care who you're playing, whether you're playing the Lions or the Cowboys on the road in Thanksgiving. So they have to go back to what they do. And they have a very multiple running game. It's a very smart running game. The design has been fantastic. And the versatility has been very good. I think Mike Kafka has done a very good job of mixing in different kinds of runs. It's not only RPOs. It's not only zone reads. They have some pitches in there. They have a lot of counters in there. They have heavy runs. I mean, they've done a lot of different things with their running game. And yesterday, Max, they just got away from it.
Sal, what's your thoughts on Zach Wilson and what he said post-game presser that himself along with the offense did not let a stellar defense down?
Oh, come on, Key. I mean, that you're asking me that question because I already know you know the answer to it. You played this game at the highest possible level with many quarterbacks. And, you know, when you're the CEO of an NFL team, that's what a quarterback is. I've heard Steve Young say that a million times on the air, and he's right. The CEO's got to take responsibility. So you get up there in front of the Rich Cimini's and the Brian Costellos and the Steve Serbys in Foxborough Gillette Stadium yesterday, and the microphone's on you and the camera's running at SNY and ESPN, we're all there. Here's what you say. This game's on me. I own this game. I'm taking ownership for this loss. That's what those are the first words that has to come out of his mouth. Am I wrong about that, Key?
No. You're absolutely right. He needs to own it, Jay, like a point guard would do in basketball.
Sal, let me ask you point blank. With the body of work you've seen from Zach Wilson thus far and some of the things off the field, is he the guy for the Jets moving forward? Would you bet on him being the guy for this team to lead this team with where that defense is and what the ceiling is to get them to where they want to be? Would you bet on that?
Right. Are you asking Sal Palantonio, the reporter, or Uncle Sal, who's on daily wage?
I'm asking Uncle Sal, my guy from the corner deli in Philly. That's who I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm holding on to my shekels on that one, Jay Will. I'm not going to put that bet down.
Okay.
As him being the future right now, because he's come off the worst performance we've seen in the NFL this year. So let's get into some specifics. We can go big picture, we can go little picture. First of all, what Key just brought up, you got to be the CEO, you got to take ownership. He didn't do that. What I see on the field, little picture, he just doesn't do the acceptable things that an NFL quarterback has to do in order to win games. Not forget win games, in order to move the chains, get first downs, put your team across midfield into the red zone and into the end zone. There's a guy that Keyshawn Johnson knows very well, Bill Parcells, said, the job of the quarterback, there's two. You are getting first downs, you're moving the chains, one, and two, you're putting your team in the end zone. So here are some of the unacceptable things that I see. One, he floats into the back of the pocket. He doesn't stop at the top of his drop. He's always backpedaling. His eyes come down and look at the rush all of the time. He throws off of his back foot. These are just basic, unacceptable things that a starting quarterback can't do, especially when you're playing a tenacious defense like they have in New England. The other thing is he doesn't see or recognize blitzes and get out of bad plays. That's so that But all of it is not on Wilson. So Garrett Wilson, the rookie wide receiver, called out the coaching staff last night. I don't know if you saw that in Rich Cimini's story on ESPN.com this morning. I wasn't there, but some of the New York reporters were there when Garrett Wilson basically called out the coaches and said, we're not correcting mistakes in practice. But it goes beyond that. I look at Andy Reid. Tyreek Hill's gone. What does he do? He's got a lot of three tight end sets, bunch formation, getting guys open that were normally open because Tyreek Hill would lift the top off of the defense. He's not there anymore. He got creative. Where are the shifts and motions that Kyle Shanahan uses to give defined reads to Jimmy Garoppolo? Where are the jet sweeps? Where are the reverses? Where are the wide receiver sweeps? None of this is in the design by Mike LaFleur. So the question is Mike LaFleur's design or execution of an offense being held back by Zach Wilson? Or is Zach Wilson being held back by a very vanilla offense?
Sal Palantonio, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL reporter. By the way, you know, Christmas season, the shopping's already started. You want to know the easiest way to get a sports fan a great Christmas gift? Easiest way. Go online and order How Football Explains America by Sal Palantonio. Short read, but brilliantly conceived and executed. How Football Explains America. I promise you, that is a great Christmas gift to get
Sal,
a sports fan.
Do you have Sal, like the reporter, or do you got Uncle Sally in the back of the bodega?
You have Sal Palantonio, the scholar.
Yeah, okay. All right.
The history.
I like both.
The historian and sports historian.
They're both my guys.
Thanks, Sal.
You know, thanks,
hey, I
Sal,
love
Sal.
You guys. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, okay?
You too, Uncle Sal.
See, that was Uncle Sal right there. Happy
Sal.
Thanksgiving to everybody, okay?
Yeah, you know what's so funny about that? The floor situation. Yesterday, I had an individual ask me, are we sure about the LaFleurs? Can they coach? Mm-hmm. That's what they asked me yesterday. Somebody asked me. I'm like, well, wait a minute. The guy won 13 games in 3 straight years.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, because Aaron Rodgers was good. But are we sure the LaFleurs are good coaches?
I mean, he was good, and Mike McCarthy wasn't winning 13 games a year at that point.
I get it, but
yeah, it was
saying.
A question someone asked. We want to hear from you. Is Zach Wilson the guy in New York? Do the Jets have their franchise quarterback? They spent the second overall pick on him after they spent the second overall pick on Darnold.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Man takes the snap and gets away. A line drive, end over end kick. Drives Jones back to his own 16-yard line. He's loose to the 40, at the jet 30, to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
Yes, dog.
The Jets are going to lose this game on one final special teams play.
Do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
The New York Jets have to bench Zach Wilson. They don't have a choice in the matter.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Key, J., we've been asking, is Zach Wilson the guy in New York for the Jets? Drafted second overall. He shot up the draft boards. I, like a fool, was looking at YouTube. At first, I'm like, over Justin Fields. I was on First Take railing. This is crazy for a week. Then I looked on YouTube at Zach Wilson. I said, oh, wait a minute. I see it. Then Mina Kimes came on after I said that for about a week and was like, Max, look at his offensive line at BYU. It's like an NFL offensive line. He has all the time in the world. And I looked again. I thought, uh-oh. Meantime, Justin Fields looks destined for greatness, and Zach Wilson maybe not so much. Do the Jets have their franchise quarterback? It's the second time they drafted two overall at quarterback. In the last, what is it, 5-6 years, they take Sam Darnold?
I thought Sam was four.
No, Sam was either two or three. I think it was two. Pretty sure Sam was two. We could look that up. Anyway, boy, to not have your franchise quarterback after that, a lot of draft capital to draft in the top five at either rate, at either, you know, in either case.
Sam Darnold twice. Was three.
He was three. Sorry, Darnold was three, so we split the difference, Key.
Yeah, we split the difference.
Darnold was three. Zach Wilson was two. In how many years? In a period of how many years, Jay?
Five.
Oh, and you still have your guy, maybe?
Or four, a period of four.
So they ask Zach Wilson at the post-game presser, you know, hey, do you feel like you let the defense down? No, quickly. And then on to the next thing. Meantime, Garrett Wilson, the other Wilson, except he's a baller, at the Jets post-game presser, the wide receiver on the offense being sorry. Listen to this.
Sorry. You're out here looking sorry, man. And we know that we're not sorry. So that's why it really, really hurts, you know. We know that we're better than that. That's why it hurts. That's why it's frustrating for me, because we can do more. Honestly, I feel like they got to put some more trust in the receiver room. I feel like we can go up and make plays, do things. I don't know if everyone feel that way, but hopefully, you know, by the time we get around next week, you know, everyone feel that way. And we got to have a great week of practice.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. He sounds like a receiver. That's what I like. Letting them know, you got me out here looking like I'm a bum because you afraid to put the ball in the air and let the quarterback try to do something. So, therefore, got all of us looking bad because you don't trust the quarterback. I like it. That's what he's saying. You, as a coaching staff, don't trust the quarterbacks in this receiver room. So, therefore, you're going to make me look like I can't play football right now. Help me help you.
And when we lose a game 10-3, when our defense has worked their ass off the entire game, don't get up there and give me excuses. Another excuse he gave, I also think you guys have to take into account, it's windy as hell out there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no kidding, it's really Sherlock. Windy. It's windy. That's why, as Key says, Buffalo Bills get Josh Allen to pierce through that stuff. That's why the New York Giants drafted Phil Simms, strong arm, pierce through it. That's why you don't throw it all over the lot if you play in this area. Dennis in Delaware.
He said what?
Yeah, he said it's windy, too.
I think you have to take into account it's windy as hell out there, too.
Thought you had the arm, kid, to pierce the wind. That's the whole point. Dennis,
yeah, well, that's what I be saying, though, is the wind only applied to his side of the ball.
Didn't apply to Mac Jones. Else. Mac Jones looked fine.
Well, Dennis in Delaware, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Should the Jets bench Zach Wilson?
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And I always loved the piece with Sal Palantonio, but you guys forgot to mention his father, Vito, the greatest name of all time, Vito Palantonio.
That is a great name.
Actually, Sal made the best call of the year, picking the Commanders over the Eagles for their first loss. But anyway, getting to Zach Wilson, he looks scared. He looks like a deer in the headlights. He's thrown off his back foot, like Sal said. They got to hire Frank Wright. That's what they got to do. And Keyshawn, you mentioned Frank before. I mean, he's a great quarterback coach. He would be a great OC coach. You can't give up on Zach just yet. the Jets have overachieved already this year, so you might as well ride it out with Zach.
All right, maybe Dennis think thinks. About how, Dennis thinks ride it out with Zach. What about you, Mike, in Queens? What should the Jets do with Zach Wilson?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I was done after the last New England game. I mean, you just see it. There's nothing there. I was on the sideline when he threw that ball, tried to throw it out of bounds, and it was picked. I was done, fellas. I mean, it's to Key's point, I just want to make real quick, you know, you don't want to break the guy, meaning Zach, you know, so soon. But what about, like, you saw what Garrett Wilson was saying, right? Like, you got a lot of first-round picks on this team. You don't want to break them as well. I mean, we have a lot of talent on this team, and you don't want one person to break everybody else.
I agree. I don't see why it's any different with the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. Maybe he could do it, but if he couldn't, they were ready to draft his replacement. But he did it. They surrounded him. They also surrounded Zach Wilson with a bunch of stuff. If he can't do it, they should be looking for his replacement, Jack, in Florida.
Yeah, just a comment. You know, that job, that quarterback job is very hard. You got to have heads like a hydra. You got to be able to read the defense, execute offense, physical ability, and that offense or defense changes every time they move towards you. Secondly, they should keep Zach Wilson. They got to develop the product. And it makes you ask, is winning the Super Bowl the goal the year that you get hired? Doesn't matter what the job is. That year, you have to win the Super Bowl. Is it strict business, or you're going to develop the player? Thank you, guys.
Max, right off the top of your dome, and Jay, it means your head. When did the Eagles move on from Carson Wentz?
Two years ago. Middle of
the
season.
What year was it for him, though?
It was, okay, so he came up, his first year was 17, 18, 19, 20, yeah.
It was his fourth year.
Fifth year.
Okay, 5 years, whatever.
Four.
When did the Rams move on from Jared Goff?
Same, more or less, yeah.
So you got to let him – you got
to
see.
Those guys had early success, Key.
Carson Wentz and Goff went to the Super Bowl.
Hey, Key, I want to get to the Frank Reich thing that the caller said. Should the Jets bring in Frank Reich? Do you agree with that?
To do what? Coach the quarterbacks?
Quarterbacks, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Offensive coordinator.
I'm not staying with
Zach. I don't know. I can't really give you a real answer with that one.
I mean, what?
Just because the coach is out there, you can't just go, oh, hire this. You know, it's like me saying, we should hire Rex Ryan on defense because he was a great defensive coordinator.
But would that help Zach? You know Frank.
Sounds like a good idea to me, Key.
I don't know that the quarterback coach in John Beck, who's his guy, isn't helping him. I don't know.
If that's helping him, oh, my Lord.
I don't know.
What would it look like if he wasn't there if that's helping him? What's he going to be throwing the ball backwards? Like,
well,
how much worse can
it
get?
Remember before he got there what he looked like. That's why he's there.
World Cup
that's
is here, guys.
Radio he's doing, Jay.
U.S. plays later today. Taylor Twellman tells us everything we need to know about the World Cup. But first,
it's the World Cup. USA plays today at 1 o'clock
this
versus Wales. Let's go.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sean, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Taylor Twellman, who was among those who took over when I left Sports Nation. ESPN soccer analyst with us now. What's going on, Taylor?
What's going on, boys? How are you?
Good to talk to you as always. What team should we be looking out for?
Well, judging how the first 45 minutes have gone this morning for England, the United States are going to have their hands full. 3-0, and it's not even halftime yet. So this is Brazil's team, Brazil's World Cup to lose. They're the deepest team in it. France has a good argument to that conversation, but oftentimes the French get in their own way. I think this is Brazil's tournament to lose.
Taylor, can we do it? Can the U.S.?
Keyshawn, define do it.
Oh, this is sad, T. This is sad.
Yeah.
Why is it we talk about the men's team, like, does it get to a point like we're always like under-promising, you know?
Yeah, that's a tough one, though, Jay, because this team is a young, naive, inexperienced, yet it's a group of players that I know you guys have paid attention to a certain extent, where we've got players now for the first time in our history on the men's side playing for Chelsea, Barcelona, yeah, Juventus, and all these biggest clubs in the world. So you got to give that time. I think this World Cup, there's expectations that may be too high too soon. But if they have any kind of success, to go back to Key's question, that leads to an unbelievable opportunity in 26 when you're hosting the World Cup. And that's the most important thing the United States men have to get out of this, is in 22, have a positive experience, get out of the group, see where the chips fall and who you play when you advance, and then you see in 26 what it is. And the reason why I'm not deflecting your question, the reason why I'm answering it that way is this. The generation of players that we're talking about right now, Christian Pulisic, Tyler Adams, Brendan Aaronson, Giovanni Reyna,
Matt Turner,
they're all going to be just into their prime. That will be the first World Cup that men have ever had that the best generation of player that they've ever created, which is arguably this generation, will then be in their second World Cup. Usually, guys, the men only get one World Cup from their players because the men take a little bit longer than the rest of the world to develop because we've got college soccer. We had all that in the way. That's changed over the last 5 to 7 years, and I think you're going to get a glimpse of it. But, Key, I know what you're asking me. Can they do it? Can they win it? Sure. Will they? No.
All right, Taylor, so you're telling us that 2026 is going to be our year. I'm going to hold you to that. But let me ask you the deeper question because I just want to get to it. Because I know how I feel, but I'm curious how you feel. How do you feel about the World Cup being played in Qatar?
Oh, Jay, this is how long do we have, bud?
I can't help it, Taylor. I got to ask.
It's just what FIFA is. FIFA is the most corrupt organization, and the Olympics could give it a run for its money. They've never announced, put it this way, 12 years ago when they announced these two World Cups, 18 and 22, they had never announced two World Cup sites in the same day. They announced Russia and Qatar in the same day. And then you unfold everything, the billions of dollars that it took to get the World Cup. Here's an insight that your listener would not know. It has been now told and discovered that the French vote for the World Cup in 2022 was changed to Qatar, and 6 months to almost 5 years later, the Qatari government bought over $650 million of airplanes from the French government. That's just part of this. The rumor is that it took up to $10 billion to confiscate and to influence the World Cup vote. Guys, England is playing this morning. They were supposed to wear an armband that says One Love with the rainbow and all the colors on it. And they said for the entire 3 years they're going to wear this. An hour before kickoff, they could not wear it, because they were then going to be sanctioned by FIFA and fined for wearing an armband that says One Love. When you watch this World Cup, I want you guys to notice one thing. How many pictures and glimpses of women do you get? None. I've watched two games now. Like, we're talking about an area of the world that doesn't look at inclusivity, and let alone people's rights. Over 10,000 migrant workers have died building the stadiums. So, Jay, did that answer your question?
I mean, look, it's Taylor, when you see Morgan Freeman and others that are kind of doing on these, you know, performances to open the ceremonies, it calls into question a lot of different feelings that I have outrage about. Another one that I'm dealing with, because, you know, my wife and I are very much into footy, is the issue that they're having with the FIFA app that's crashed, meaning so many U.S. fans can't even get their tickets to go to the games. What are you hearing about the latest on that being today, considering they have a 2 p.m. game against Wales?
Well, apparently Ja Rule created the FIFA app and wanted to run it just like the Fire Festival. So, honestly, Jay, it's the same thing. They had a fan festival that was literally before the game yesterday, and they showed up, and it was like 3 couches. No one showed up, no water, nothing, and it was about 95 degrees. I mean, we laugh. I joke about the Fire Festival. That's literally what's going on right now.
So one last question for you, Taylor. Like, obviously, Messi, one of the best to ever have done it. What do you feel about this potentially being his final World Cup?
I think this is going to be his best chance. I know he lost in 2014. We did the game here at ESPN, and it was a close game with Germany. But this is going to be his best opportunity to win one. I think compared to Ronaldo, where athletically he has declined, Messi has not. It's always been between the ears. He's playing at still a really high level. They're going to have a shot. But the best team in this tournament is Brazil. And the potential of Argentina playing Brazil in the final, which is their most bitter rival, we may get ourselves a final that we'll be talking about for years to come. But it just feels right that Messi would win a World Cup, Jay. And I just don't know if he's going to be able to pull it off. Mm.
That is Taylor Twellman, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN soccer analyst, giving us the scoop on the World Cup. Thank you, Taylor.
Tune into your commentary today at 2, T.
See you, boys.
All right, baby.
Taylor Twellman, ladies and gentlemen. Meantime, back to American football. Giants or Jets? Which team is better suited this year, right now, to make a legit playoff run? Plus, of course, at 10 after every hour, not only this week and last week, but until the end of the show, December 7th, we are giving you a winning word. When you hear that winning word, you text it to 777-000, and you're automatically entered for your chance to win $2,500. We're giving away $10,000.
Texting that word right now. Accountability, right?
Accountability
is the word right now.
You text
it in.
Accountability into 777-000.
Do it!
You might win $2,500. So far, we've given away what? 77.5?
Yeah, 77.5.
Wow. Or it's about to be 77.5.
Accountability, get it in.
10 after the hour, there'll be a new winning word. Giants or Jets, which team is better suited to make a legit playoff run? 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.